I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hottest desert. I'll travel near or far, Lordy. I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I travel near afar for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Hallelujah. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are, for your glory. Hallelujah. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are, for your glory. I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I want to be where you are. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. cup, fill it up, and make me whole. You provide the fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I provide the sacrifice. Hallelujah. You provide the spirit, O God. I will open up inside. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. 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 You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, oh, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. You provide the fire, and I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, oh, I will open up inside. Say, you provide the fire. Oh, Lord, and I provide the sacrifice, and you provide the spirit, oh, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. 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 Hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Say, fill me up. Say, fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill us up, O God. Fill us up with your spirit this morning, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Greta, are you there?
Thanks be to you, Lord God. For your glory, we will do anything. We're so honored to be called a child of God. Thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord God, again, for your glory. We will do anything. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the word that's going to come forward through your vessel this day. And we thank you for them. It will change us. It will encourage us. We yield. Fill us up, Lord God. Thank you for each team member and for each man and woman and child on this call and those that are unable to be on the call. Fill us up for your glory, my King. We will, in the mighty name of Jesus, do anything. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. I love you, sis. Take it away.
I love you, too. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning, Minister Rosalie. Thank you for that tag and Triumph Tuesday, and thank you for that powerful prayer this morning. We are so appreciate you. Oh, Minister Rosalie, oh, well, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, hallelujah, with your spirit this morning. I'm so grateful and thankful for you for rushing us in this morning. We so appreciate you. We love you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me share with you a little about our blessed call. We are 10 years. Oh, my God, isn't that a blessing? 10 years I've been hanging out. Wow, with God. Hallelujah. Well, October 2010, two co-founders, the amazing two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, led us on this journey. Hallelujah. I'm glad to have been on the journey, hallelujah, this morning. Yes, yes, we also have a scripture that we stand on, Psalm 88 and 13. But you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Amen? The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Well, I want to share with you, we do have a website that you can also visit 24/7. That's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as a bio of great speakers. Theme for the year of 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. And the evidence of greatness work must be released and seen. If you live by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as great as Minister Robbins has done, and as a host as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit your information with the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. When our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a treat on Friday. On the second half of our call, you can place your prayer request and praise report at that time also. So that's a beautiful thing. Phenomenal company. Our company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, and I always say wealthy, and you also can share with each and everyone that you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call has called held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617#. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we also share with you a bypass number that you need to call before you call the number. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you'll be connected. Today is Presidential Tuesday. We ask everyone, after this call, please plug into that call. We so appreciate that you stay connected with us. This is so important. Our special announcement today is to also to visit your back office twice and also your WhatsApp app. Stay in touch. We will keep you informed on what's going on around the world. Let me just say, I'm just going to introduce right now. I'm going to stop because we have a speaker that needs no introduction, but she's one of our co-founders. I am so appreciative. I'm still smiling this morning. When I heard the news, I said, oh, wow, God is good. So she needs no introduction, but she has. You can go to the Master's Call, www.themastercall.net, and see her extensive bio. But let me just say a few things about her. She's one of our co-founders, very powerful doctor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. After spending 12 years of career of as an industrial engineer as a corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call as minister, and she's also attended Oral Roberts School. So, you know, I just want to say a few things about her. Dr. Vanessa was a nominee. It was who among American colleges, hallelujah, university, as a undergraduate and graduate student to complete a doctorate of religion and philosophy in Tabernacle Bible Colleges and Seminary in 2005. Let me just jump. Dr. Vanessa then found her serving as the senior pastor's Gathering of the Eagles Worship and Center in Dallas, Texas. She also traveled international ministry and practiced prophet words of God, Gathering of the Eagles ministry, along with teaching weekly classes at her Gathering of her Eagle Ministers Institute. Present to others. Let me present to others. Introduce to others and present to you. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. God bless you, Doctor. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, the most right Reverend Honorable Cynthia Cox. Absolutely love you. Appreciate you. Thank you for hosting our call today. A big thanks to the anointed minstrel this morning, Minister Rosner and Bowie Dillon, truly ushering us into the presence of the Lord, making teaching and preaching so easy. Thank you for activating the atmosphere this morning, and a big thanks to Minister Rosner, also on that East Coast in New Jersey. Minister Robin greeted and seated each and every one of us in this telecommunications sanctuary here on the Master's Call. Acknowledging also our dear co-founder of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, now in Mississippi. And as she has stated, we are so grateful to God as we are coming upon our 10th anniversary date. Exact date we started was October 25th, 10 years ago. And so as we have been celebrating God's faithfulness, we thank each and every one of you for however long you've been with us on the journey. Some have been with us since day one. Others joined us all along the way, but there's been a seat for each and every one of you, and we appreciate you with the motive and the still theme to undergird and pray for artist life. When we started it, that was our focus and our purpose, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, and most specifically for our artist family, and that has been such a thrill. So good morning to our Master's Call audience. Good morning to our Artist Life family. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the journey. It is always an honor to serve God's people. Well, we have been in the midst of, if you've been hanging with me for a little bit, series that we started a ways back entitled Practicing God's Presence Through Prayer and Praise, Practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And we're actually on the 12th example of our 12 examples. We have made it to the promised land. We've been talking about 12 examples of things to believe for and practice, really about ushering ourselves into the presence of God. So many of us stay on the outer court. We love God, but we almost relegate him to Sunday or when there's a crisis in our life. Others come a little bit more in the inner court, and I really still feel that that carnality is still leading us. We're being emotionally led or carnally led, as Paul talks about in Romans 7 and 8. So don't get offended in me. That's what the word says. But when we get into the Holy of Holies, we become spirit-led believers, and that's where Christ wants us to dwell, where no matter how much training, how much education, I got plenty, and many of you on this line do, and to those who don't have any, God chooses and has asked us as believers to be spirit-led. And we're talking over these last times together about getting into that presence, following that mandate, and that being our mission, using two vehicles of prayer and praise. We started off talking from the first one, I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. I will voice God's planted desires in my heart in prayer. And secondly, we talked about the power of God is working in my life. The power of God, the dunamis power, where we get the word dynamite, but even more importantly, the exousia, which is the authoritative power of using his word, knowing that we know that the word works. And then thirdly, in our journey of getting into that place of God's presence, we said, I will make knowing God in me, with me, as my highest priority in my life. I will make knowing, in the Greek, gnohi. Gnohi means intimacy, used as Adam knew Eve. But for us, we have such an intimate relationship with God. We know his voice. That's our highest priority in our life. And fourthly, we talked about, I will believe God for increase. I will believe God for increase. We talked about the Jabez prayer and God increasing, expanding our borders, even in the midst of, he's still a God and his word still works. Fifthly, we talked about, I believe God for greater strength. I believe God for greater strength, from Nehemiah 8, that 10th verse where that prophet talked about the joy of the Lord is my strength. And then six, we talked about God will not hold any good thing from me. That excited me. God will not hold any good thing from my life. We don't have to be holy haters. What God's got for us is for us, and no one, nobody, no principality, no pit of hell, assignment or attack can take it away. But we know who we are, and we know whose we are. Then we went to that seventh principle. We said, I will speak words of peace in every problem in my life. I will speak words of peace in every problem of my life. See, when we don't have the shalom, peace of God, it's hard to hear God clearly. When our emotions are raging, when hormones are hollering, it's hard to hear clearly what God is saying. And that's the first thing the enemy will often do, is try to steal our peace. Sometimes we have to lay our own hands on ourselves and speak the peace of God, knowing God's got us, and that no weapon formed against us, as Isaiah 54:17 says, can prosper. And we got to walk in that. And how do we walk in it? The eighth principle was, I will not worry. I will trust God, and I will trust that God is in control. I will not worry. I will trust that God is in control. 1 Peter 5:7 said, cast all your cares, NIV, cast all your anxieties. Oh, we're in the midst of a pandemic. A lot is going on, but we got to choose to trust, worry about nothing, be anxious for nothing, God said in his word. Then the ninth principle we talked about was, I will persevere until I see total victory. I go keep on keeping on. I will persevere. I will not quit. I will not give up. I will not go take my marbles and go home. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I will let the enemy deter me, derail me, and definitely not destroy me. And the 10th principle was I will trust God's spirit in me to direct and guide me. Jehovah Rohi, like the shepherd guiding sheep. I will trust God's spirit in me to direct and guide me. See, I've learned, get out of the cockpit. God, I don't even try to get in first class. I'm happy and coach. And let the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, connected and knows all, will guide us and lead us when we allow him to. And our last time together, our 11th one, was God is meeting all of my needs. God is meeting all. All includes what? All of my needs. And we don't have to worry that even when the job may go away, even when things, we get a bad report, God is meeting all of our needs. He'll bring in the provision for the vision. So in my last 8 minutes, I want to talk about our final 12th principle. I will walk in God's promises. I will walk in God's promises. In 2 Peter 1, that fourth verse in the second book of Peter, the first chapter, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. See, first, when we're walking in God's promises, we got to decide that no matter what, I will walk in God's promises. Have a no matter what kind of faith, that I'll obey the word of God. Have a no matter what, I'll surrender my will and submit to God's will. I will, no matter what, have a daily walk and create a lifestyle that trusts in God's promises. See, in the Bible, when it talks about let your conversation means your lifestyle. I can't hear what you're saying because I'm watching what you're doing, and have that no matter what, God, I know I can trust and depend on you. See, in other words, first, decide to have a made-up mind. Make up your mind. See, you got to decide to be victorious and stop seeing yourself as a victim. God's word tells us we are overcomers. I love to remind the devil every day in Revelation 12, that 11th verse. I read the back of the book, and it says we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, even unto the death I trust God. You know that old hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. It's a done deal to follow Jesus. It goes on to say, no turning back. No turning back. Though none come with me, still I will follow. Decide no matter what, I will obey God. Whether family, friends go with me, I will trust God. I'll trust in him and I'll keep my mind and my words lined up with the promises of God. Hebrews 10. As Paul wrote that book of Hebrews in the 10th chapter, that 23rd verse says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. My favorite book, I love the book of James. You know, that was Jesus' half-brother. You know, he was the mother of the Jerusalem church. He was over the Jerusalem church, and he saw all the saints and the ancients. And he tells us in that 5th verse, you know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And he goes on to say, ask anything of God and he'll give it to you. Abide, but have your mind made up. Don't be like the ship tossed to and fro. Decide, make a decision today. I trust you, God. No matter what fiery dart the enemy hurls at me, I have made up my mind and I'm going to hold on without wavering to your promises. How? Because secondly, we're going to hold fast to God's promises by faith. We're going to hold on to God's promises by faith. What is faith? Confident expectation. What is faith? Trusting unconditionally in God. What is faith? That I know, that I know, that I know, that I know without wavering. I'm being willing to walk it out. By being willing to walk out the promises of God, by being willing to go through my process, by being willing to stay on the potter's wheel and let God reveal, refine, reshape, realign sometimes, and make us ready. How does it happen? Through the process. Joshua 1, in that fifth verse, in that fifth verse of the first book of Joshua, it says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He tells you that again in Hebrews 13. You are not alone. I hear folks say, yeah, but I be somebody with some flesh on. You better first get real comfortable with being by yourself. Because, see, I could do a whole series on how most of us can't stay in silence. We get restless to be quiet. Whenever we walk in a room, we got to cut on the TV, cut on the radio, cut on something instead of learning how to be alone with God. See, it is a battle, but we've got to learn to fight the good fight of faith. Luke 17, that first verse in Luke 17 says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. In other words, don't come bringing no confusion, no drama. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone round tied their neck than to cause any of the little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. And it isn't just the little ones, it's anyone. Paul talks about some things may be right or righteous, but they're not expedient. And don't do things that make folks confused about the gospel. That 62nd division of Psalms, Psalm 62, 11 and 12 says, one thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you. As we walk it out, we have delegated authority. And that 12th verse, and with you, Lord, is unfailing now, and you will reward everyone according to what they have done. See, learn the information and ask God to give us the revelation so we can see the manifestation. One of the themes that we had last year talked about seeing the demonstration of God in our lives. Why should we have to keep reading about the miracles of the Bible? And you and I are miracle makers every day if we allow. That's why our theme in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works, not old manna, but greater works must be released and seen. Have the information. Ask God for the deeper things, for the revelation. And then put on your spiritual safety belts and watch the manifestation. All this morning, practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. And our final fourth principle, I will walk in God's promises. Last minute. Here we go, our third principle. Walking out God's promises are full of possibilities and rewards. When we walk out, don't grow weary in well-doing. Keep our eyes focused on the hills to which cometh our help. Oh, then life becomes full of possibilities and rewards. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 2 and for verses 9 through 12, and for sake of time, we all know it. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, get the information. Become a part of the revelation when you stay on the potter's wheel. God starts revealing all kinds of stuff. Then we see the beautiful manifestation. See, corporate America taught me very well, winners never quit and quitters never win. So I've learned that I'm going to always walk in the promises. That's an action word. That's get off my blessed assurance and get to moving, walking by faith, not by sight. And then I get to watch my God show up and show out in our lives all this morning, learn in our lives today, practice God's presence. That's how we perfect it. How do we do it? Through praying, talking to God, dialogue, and learning to be quiet and listen. That's true prayer. You and I aren't the only ones talking. And then praise him. Praise him by saying what he says about you. Praise him in song. Praise him in word and deed. Practicing God's presence through prayer and praise. I speak it into creed over our lives, Daddy God, that we're growing up in you, and with these 12 principles, we'll become masters, we'll become generals of faith, generals of prayer and praise. But we can do the warfare of the enemy and see great things manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Cindy.
Good. Oh, my. Yeah, well, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I tell you, I'm just so happy this morning for that profound word practicing. Hallelujah. Just right now, so many things. I made a decision to trust you, God. Hold on to your faith. Hallelujah. Let me just say, for this profound word, we are going to pose, and when we return, we will be calling you back for the benediction. Well, just let us pray this morning. We pray with our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we have so much to be grateful for. Our listening of blessings is never ending. May we never fail to praise you for your many blessings. Today, we have a special thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this on-time word. Hallelujah. May we make a decision right now to trust you, Jesus, to trust in you. Hallelujah. Oh, practicing our peace and worship. Lord, we thank you this morning for this message. Lord, we can't thank you enough. I'm just so grateful this morning, and I'm just shouting right here in my own. Thank you for the amazing two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their journey that we are on for 10 years, Lord. Just we are so blessed to be a blessing to us. We thank you so much for that this morning. We praise God for our prayer warriors and guests and artists and distributors that join us this morning here on the Master's Call. Oh, Lord, lift up the Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Scott, Mother Edith Cox, Lord. Give them the strength this morning to move forward this morning. Oh, Lord, give them their health this morning to God. We pray for them. We thank God for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for sharing all this life products with us so that we can stay healthy, Lord Jesus, in this time in our lives. We thank God for, we give a special thanks for the speaker. Oh, Lord, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, wow, God, give pull back in her, Lord, over what she has done for us this morning. I can't do, but thank you. I love you, Lord. Lord, thank you for lift up our frontline workers this morning and with COVID-19. Pray for their families, Lord. Hallelujah. Give them the strength to stay focused on you. Pray for every sick and shut in and give them the strength to move forward in this time in their lives. We touch every bereaved family, Lord. Comfort them like never before. We pray for, we love you, God. We love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Everyone must go back and listen to this message. So it is I'm so empowered by this. I will be sharing it with each and everyone today. The playback powerful message is, the number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957677 pound. This morning we are, this is Presidential Tuesday. You can call Motivation Calls next right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294617 pound. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us morning with the Triumph Tuesday and that powerful prayer. Thank you, Ms. Rosalyn, for ushering us in this morning. We so appreciate you. Fill you up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. And I can't say anything but for this co-founder, I am still smiling. I just got so excited this morning. I thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for this powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in a benediction, too?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for allowing us to enter your presence, for pouring into us, stirring up the gifts inside of us, giving us the revelation with the information so we can flow in a demonstration to all of your greater works in this time and season. These are your people, God. Let this word just saturate their hearts and be marinated in their spirit so that they are truly your living epistles, so that as we leave this call, but never leave your presence. Thank you today, Daddy God, you're ordering our steps. Thank you today that you're speaking to our hearts and we have ears to hear and a heart to receive, and that with everything we do and with everything we say, we will be that living epistle that gives you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In your holy, mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.